You're listening to SBS News.
The Global Talent Visa Scheme is aimed at luring the best and brightest migrant talent to Australia through offering fast-track permanent residency. Brisbane-based design engineer Robin Smith migrated from Scotland last year using the visa to launch his invention, an agriculture technology pain relief injecting device used when castrating and docking sheep. The Scotsman says the animal welfare tool's success has been helped made possible by the Global Talent Visa Scheme.
Finding out about the Global Talent Visa was an absolute lifeline for us. It kind of came in just at the perfect time, given the effort that's been put into getting here and the millions of dollars that we'd put into developing this product, and I really had to be here to make it happen.
The Global Talent Independent Program was launched in November last year with the goal of recruiting 5,000 talented migrants each year in future-focused fields. This includes ag tech, space and advanced manufacturing, cybersecurity and data science, and technology in the fields of finance, medicine, and energy and mining. Applicants must be able to attract a salary of at least $153,600 a year. Immigration Minister Alan Tudge earlier this month said the program would be considered a priority pathway for visa extensions to Hong Kongers fearing political persecution.
We will be continuing with our program there, but we'll be prioritising applicants from Hong Kong for that scheme and providing some additional resources there as well to target those particular individuals who are real job multiplying people, who create businesses, who are entrepreneurs, who have that tech talent.
Bans on international travel mean Australia is predicting an 85% fall in net migration this financial year. But despite mass disruption to the program, migration agent Jordan Tu says interest in the Global Talent Scheme has not subsided.
This interest is coming from a broad spectrum of people across those targeted sectors, and we're actually seeing individuals both in Australia who are already here on visas, as well as from outside. So getting these type of people in will bring an experience and skill set that isn't already immediately available in Australia.
The federal government is expected to announce a reset of the migration program in its October budget, when there may be more certainty over its future makeup as the nation works to restart the economy. But former Deputy Secretary of the Immigration Department, Abul Rizvi, says the enormous uncertainty caused by the coronavirus means the Global Talent Scheme would likely remain constrained.
I think in the short term, not a great deal will be made in terms of usage of the Global Independent Visa, simply because of the restriction on the number of international arrivals that are permitted at the moment. When international borders open, it is quite possible that use of the Global Independent Visa will rise. Undoubtedly, Australia has done very well with the virus, and that will be attractive to high-flying, high-skilled people.
Startup Oz CEO Alex McCauley says the technology sector is pushing for this recruitment to be a focus of post-coronavirus migration.
It's really about unlocking global talent to help Australia build globally successful businesses and drive our prosperity into the future. The best workers globally will be thinking about Australia as right at the top of the list of places that they might want to move to. So we could really put ourselves in a great position to attract some of those workers.
Workers like Robin Smith to inject innovation into Australia's economic recovery.
We're starting, I hope, to fit into Aussie life like many Scots before me. So it's been a great life journey for us and the family, and something I know that my kids, my wife, my family will remember certainly for the rest of our lives.
And you can stay up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Tom Stainer, SBS News.